Yeah, he pitched outstanding. I mean, but put us on his back. 93 pitches, 9 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 2 hits. Outstanding performance by him. And, you know, I hope it kind of escalates him into being the pitcher of the year in our conference.
You look at the 7th and 8th inning, I think a total of maybe 9 pitches. I mean, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, he got a lot of first pitch outs, which kept that pitch count down. And, you know, Luke Waddell made some tough plays at shortstop. I mean, kind of made them look easy. They were not easy, which, you know, always helps. And, you know, we didn't make an error, and he just threw strikes and got them out.
What was the difference tonight as opposed to the last couple where he's kind of been off a little bit?
He had command of everything tonight. I mean, you know, he had the one walk, but fastball location was good. His breaking ball was sharp. We didn't throw a lot of changeups, but when he threw it, I think he got a couple outs on his changeup. But he just located everything well and kept the ball down really well tonight.
Of course, Pitt's pitchers weren't too shabby
and
either.
I mean, Hammer has been tough on us 2 years in a row. You know, he walked 6, but we had chances to probably just, you know, score some more runs, and we just didn't do it. Left runners at third a couple times, but – he matched Connor, and then Smith was outstanding, you know, in the last 2 innings, too. 5 punch-outs, no hits, no walks. And so you tip your cap, you know, to Hammer. He made really, really good pitches when he needed to.
Your bullpen naturally is rested. Guy like Hughes can come back maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, Hughes will be fine. You know, we haven't thrown Tristan at all. And then all the guys that threw on Tuesday haven't thrown, they're ready to go. So, you know, we're in good position. And, you know, we're for sure, I guess, co-champs in our division. You know, Florida State is beating Louisville. Florida State beats them tomorrow. And we win, we'll be the regular season champs. And that's 9 out of 10 series in the ACC, which, I mean, that's a school record. And probably would be hard to duplicate that going forward. It's an outstanding accomplishment.
You look back at the opening series and some changes in the lineup since then. Some players have turned their seasons around since then also. So it's
You know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. We probably still feel like we had that series won too. We just didn't. We didn't. They you know, walked us off on a home run. But you know, they've played pretty doggone good too. So yeah, they're
tough team.
They're playing well, and, you know, so. But 9 out of 10, we'll take that any year.
Was there any concern when the delay came? You're sitting around
a little bit. You know, you just hope that you're not going to get another one, you know. But both pitchers handled that delay like there never was a delay. And so it was, you know, it was good. Just unfortunate. It was one little bolt of lightning that they said showed up over on, Northside Drive. And was with like 3.7 miles, so it's 30 minutes once that happens. Just glad it didn't rain, glad we didn't have another one.
What have you seen from the progress of Rodick so far this year?
You know, he teases you. I mean, he'll make some really good pitches, and then he kind of loses the strike zone. The thing I like, I think he's competed really well. He's kept us in most games that he has started. And that's really all we want from him tomorrow, just kind of compete, keep us in the game. Hope we hit a lot better tomorrow than we hit today. But, you know, I would guess we will. Special day tomorrow with the seniors. And, you know, you want to send those guys out of here with a win. And certainly, you know, a series sweep would be awesome as well.
Connor is in such a rhythm. I mean, he just got the ball.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was working fast, you know, and they helped him. I mean, swinging a lot of first pitches and making outs, I mean, that just plays right into his hand. Kind of reminded me of Louisville. You know, he kind of pitched that way against Louisville earlier in the year, and they made a lot of first pitch outs.
Of course, his coach, too, tried to break his rhythm in the 8th.
Absolutely he did, yeah. And, you know, Mike Bell being an old left-hand pitcher at Florida State, he kind of understands that, so didn't work though.
No.
Questions for Coach?
Good.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.